Teivav, não?
Tem a versão assim.
Teivav? Não. Tem que estar lotado. Hacker Bashas Achila. Bashas Achila. Bashas Achila. Yeah? La Yahad ala Shokha. You can't eat together with her on a table. That doesn't mean on the table. It means
like this.
You're sitting by the table together. Unless there's something between them that's mafsik, between his plate and her plate. What does that mean? The mafsik in between the plates?
Like a placement, huh?
But he's not getting his placements yet. But right now he's talking about that if you're making a hacker, it's got to be saying the way he's saying it. It's got to be in between the actual plates, right? Which is the match with the lashon of Shulchan Aruch. Okay. The lav dach with the suda is kevav, and that's not only by a set suda. Elohu adem b'chila zarai, even by a temporary suda, kigon snack. Shesar hacker beinoy levena. You need a hacker between two of them. What's the purpose of the hacker?
Yeah.
Okay, let me finish the paragraph. And the hacker totally is Gavaya Kitzach. The hacker needs to have a little bit of a height to it. Right? Meaning like a credit card will not be a hacker.
What if you stand it up? What if you're a stand it up?
Stand up the credit card?
Sure.
Then that would be okay. Gotta have some sort of height. Yeah? The Yesham Shatar Shia the Gaiva Ketefach. And there are those that say that it needs to be the height of a Tefach. So if you go with it, it has to be the height of a Tefach, then a credit card's not going to cut it. That's pretty high, a Tefach.
What about this one?
Yeah. That's said over shame of Yadav Kamenetsky.
What is the
hacker
between
the hacker? That has to be
what's the purpose behind the?
What's the purpose behind the hacker?
Yeah. Why can't
the Mishnah in Shabbos? It says La Yochel Azovim Azova. Right, the Azov and Zova shouldn't eat together. Well, that is, or if one of them is Azov and Zova, why? Because we're afraid that the Achila is going to lead to something.
Why would the hacker be something?
So we're not doing that, but at least the hacker reminds you that. A special time now, and you have to be careful.
What's in
your car? You're not sitting at the table. Say it again. That's the lashon is important. You're not allowed to sit by a table.
No.
What happens if you're not sitting by the table? Then you have a problem.
So placements are no good.
But it's much with the snacks also.
I know. Well, we're not at the placements.
Well, with the snacks,
that's a different type of hacker. If you're using an object to separate you. Then it should be a
hacker.
Yeah,
like you have a counter now, so if everyone's eating around the counter, is that a shulchan?
Yeah.
It's not mamash or shulchan.
No, right. But how about a picnic?
On the ground.
On the floor. How are you sitting on the floor?
That's
you need a hacker?
I'm not setting already. I'm
not
doing that at all.
I know, but you had a picnic with your in laws. How's that?
Sorry. That's the hacker.
That's a good hacker. No, it's a picnic, right? In the middle of the grass right here. Right? So, so you have to have a hacker on that, or is it just a table? I remember seeing them. I wanted to bring my notes.
What about a
yeah, but you're going to sit on the, don't have it sitting on the floor.
What about at a wedding?
Sitting on the floor, you wouldn't need.
Obviously, it's not to show them if you're at a wedding that has mixed students.
Oh, so that's a different shot. There's people sitting at the table with you.
Yeah, we said we're Mikla when you're at
the table. We'll get to that.
Why a snack also has to be a snack? I mean,
if you sit down, do a bowl of potato chips or something.
Okay. Now, does a change of seat?
It's going to go through.
Okay.
Right?
We haven't finished them.
Right, so a hacker, you'd be. A hacker, Tzorach Leo, is Al Yidei Dover She'ein Mishtam Shabbat Achshur L'Suda. It has to be with something that you're not using now for the Suda.
Okay.
pitcher is no good.
If you're going to both be drinking from it.
But if one person drinks from it, it's okay?
Like no. You can't be using the rasuga, that's not a heka.
What happens if you never use that pitcher?
Oh, so let's see. Im haniach davash ein dagalis al shulchan. But if you put something on there that you don't ever put on the table, then hareza nefshika heker afilu imishtam shumi. Then it is a heker even if you use it. Meaning, if you normally have a pitcher on the table, so then you can use it as a heker if you don't use the pitcher. Alright, you following that? But if you keep a bottle of soda, so you never bring bottles of soda to the table. Alright, and now you're bringing the bottle of soda to the table, so then you could both pour from the bottle of soda and that would be okay.
What if you always have a pitcher but you use a different pitcher this time? Is it pitchers or can it be the same thing which is normally there but a different one of those?
I don't know.
If you have one specific pitcher which is a heker which you never use, you only use it then. I always have a pitcher on my table, but I have one specific pitcher which I use for this purpose.
Right. I hear you. I don't know. What does that say?
Well, the whole idea is for a heker then. You may come to use it then.
Is it a din in the chefta, or is it a din in the particular?
I'm assuming that it's representing.
I can hear swords both ways.
That's what so can I, that's what I'm asking
you. I don't know. Erase that from the... we understand it now. If you don't normally bring it to the table, then you're allowed to put on the table as a heker, and you can both use it. But if it's normally on the table, then you could use it as a heker as long as you don't.
Where does it live? Could it be like right here, or could it be like over?
Between, you
know? He said, so it should be between Kara Shalai and Kara Shalai. It's not, I mean, it's not, it doesn't necessarily have to be exactly between, but that's the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch.
That's just if a husband and wife, but like, let's say you have kids.
So we'll get to that. Let's get there. There's one more heker. We'll see. If each one's eating on their own placemat, then there is an extra heker, that's called a heker. But if their normal way to eat is always on separate placemats, then ain't a heker, then it's not a heker. Then prusa mapa ala shulchan. And let's say you have a mapa. Prusa means to be spread out. A mapa is a tablecloth. On the table. Aisha Magala Ma'atman Ashulchan, and the woman, like literally means reveals part of the table, meaning she picks up part of the tablecloth. And when Michalav is Kahara Shalah, and she puts her plate on it, on the table, raise a heker, then that would be a heker also. If I have a placemat and removing the tablecloth from one of them would also be a heker.
What if she's having a mochig thing?
No, you need a heker for that anyway.
Everyone's always on a placemat either way.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, then you anyways need a heker for that. That's where the dinum of heker are learned from the Bas B'chol. But what about when others? Kishacherim oichlem imar. Nachligo apoyskim uzichim heker kishacherim oichlem imar. They have a machlokes apoyskim. If there's other people eating there with you, whether you need a heker. If a minig will huckle with them, the minig is to be mekel.
Did you probably see an like
that?
On the tapes?
Probably.
Put a roll in the tray.
There is a way out.
Be machmer, except when you're eating somewhere else. No, you're relying on that there. So you told me.
I told you that?
Yeah. You told me to be machmer in my own home, but I'm eating somewhere else. I could rely on that there.
We have no idea.
That's what you told me. I didn't make that up. I didn't make up any chumras that I promised you. The other way around. But your kids would be considered a harem, even that's normal. During good mitahara also, your kids are always there also. So why would that be a heker? Why would that be something which is...
And a haram. And a haram.
I'm assuming the whole word of a harem is something different than normal.
It's less intimate.
Okay, but with your kids, you're never going to get any more intimate, so...
So and a haram.
Why should a chayim make a difference by this case? By other cases, it doesn't make a difference. By Kal Shreish, so you said that when we were talking
because
about Zoom, that doesn't matter if you have 20
when there's
people
other now. People there, there's it's not an intimate meal.
So we're worried that you're going to do something by the meal, or it's for after, like we said on the other thing?
Yeah, either one, but it's not intimate if there's other people there. So there's no intimacy that...
So the issue is being like a... an intimate meal, not with a meal or whatever.
Yeah. Look at the footnote. There's
you
a footnote.
Just need to make a
move out. Lamed Beis. He brings a bunch of marmal. Chaimus Vayanoi Be'ashkol Shekos Hashim Kol Anshi Beis Oichlem Imoim Tavek Her Koldu. That if all the Anshi Beis are eating with them, then it's enough with the Takeira Koldu. What exactly that is, I don't know. But either way, though, the minhag is to be makom on this. Now, there is a way to do it without anybody chapping. Not everybody has to chap if there's a heck of it. Right? We said that you could have something on the table that you don't normally put there.
Your
role, okay.
Or huh?
What?
Your role.
If you never have rolls on the table, if you never have a bottle of soda on the table, so you can put it on the table. If you never have napkins on the table, so put napkins or cups, and nobody's going to chop because they don't know what your normal routine is. That'll be enough. It doesn't have to be something.
Napkin when
they
tap.
You have to put up a sign.
Pardon me.
Don't pass this way.
Cross off and die.
Okay, let's see the next. That's those that are dealing with heker. Right? Now, Ka'ora Achas. Asurim Lechol Mitzalachas Achas Vimei Tumah. Tumah Asa. It's also to eat from one plate during the days of a Tumah. Achim Yeshus Meim Ka'ora Merkazis. But if there's a serving bowl, right, a central bowl, where everybody takes it from there and puts it onto their own plate. And it's mutter to take it from this plate and then put it onto their own. And that would be enough.
What did I drink for 2 liter bottle of soda?
Yeah.
Get you drink from it also? It's not a private thing. I mean, you said a can of soda, you told me you're much
that. Yeah.
But let's say I take a 2 liter bottle and I crack it open and I start drinking from it. Can she drink from it now? Because it's not a private thing. Why should she? Because she wants to. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Why should she be allowed?
Because it's not a personalized. 2 liter bottle of soda is never personalized to me. Just because I drink from it doesn't mean it's personalized to me.
Yeah, are you allowed to drink from a 2 liter bottle of soda?
She could drink your leftovers. The question is going to be whether you can go back and drink from it.
Okay, so can I go back and drink from it if she drinks from it?
If she cracks it open, can he drink from the bottle and she drink from a cup? No? Can he drink from the bottle and she drink from a cup?
I like it. That's
no problem, no?
That's right. Drop jealous. How cool is that?
Yeah. What'd you say?
Here it is.
She picked me up today.
If he drinks from the bottle, she drinks from the cup, there's no problem.
Yeah, because that's what he gets for something.
Even though he's not
having to drink
from the bottle. Yeah. It'll be the same thing from the bowl, though. One party is using the plate.
My girl. I'm not sure if it's one or it has to be both.
Why?
Does it have to be both of them put it onto their own, or just one?
Both of them put what?
Do both need to put it onto their... Or just one? I think both. Because then it's still as if they're both eating out of the same thing.
I don't know. So again, let's say if it's a centralized serving dish, if I take one bite out of it, now it becomes personalized to me? Why can't we share? Why can't we eat from the same thing? Because it's my thing that she's eating from, or it's her thing that I'm eating from. But
no,
if something at the table.
That. But serving dishes isn't personalized. That's what
I'm asking. Even if
you pick at it, she could still yell at you for picking at it because you're, that's.
She could yell at you anyway. What are you kidding?
Right, but still. Like if I were to pick up a bottle of oranges, the jug of oranges, and start chugging it, she'd yell at me because that's for everyone. It's for her. Side note, I found her doing it the other day.
Marriages are made in the...
What's the word?
Simon's proud.
What's the word? What? Well, why is it us, sir?
No, it's not what it is.
So what is it?
It's not, because otherwise that's Shirai. It's different thin than Shirai.
So if we have a big, if we're in the car and there's a big bag of potato chips,
you're not sure.
You got to pour a couple out.
Right.
Wait, you can't share it, put it down, share it?
No, that's not much what this is. Right, a big bag of potatoes just passing back and forth. You can't do.
So, it's your part. Basically, I would have to take it, chip, put it down my plate, and bring it.
Basically.
Buy one big one for me.
Now, the question is, does it have to be put down on a plate, or can it be put down on the table?
What do you mean? Can you pour potato chips out of the table?
Right, like you said, you're driving, right? And you're sharing a bag of potato chips. So, are you supposed to put it down onto something, or I'm saying, where are you going to put it when you're driving in the car?
You need the chips?
On the dashboard? Put them in your hand, that's not a falafel. You can't, that's no good.
That's pretty.
Oh, I need to think about that. Yeah,
put them on the dashboard, dude.
So you're going to pour them on the dashboard? Rabbi, can you pour it on your leg? You put it on your leg and then that's it, l'chad or not?
What if you make like a little...
You have to put it onto something. That's something, even when you're eating, can you put it on the table?
What if you do this? Like, you know,
it's not nachos during sports, man, you know? It's like,
no, that's it.
Really,
if there's more than one person in the car, then you
would
be allowed?
No.
Let's say she's done. She's not going to go back to that food anymore.
You talking about the serving plate or the private plate?
Serving plate.
Hard or not? You have to still put it onto your plate.
Why?
What if she's not going to go back to
the serving plate? Yeah, no, not her Shirayim. If there's a serving plate right here, everyone's done eating. She's not going to eat anymore. Can I start eating off the serving plate?
No.
Why not?
Because that's, you're sharing from the same plate.
So by a wedding that they have like a shmur.
Oh my goodness.
If your wife goes to eat, you know how to go eat.
You cannot.
You put it on your plate.
There's not most foods by a shmur, you put it on a plate. And a chanami, if we're
being
pushed
about.
That's like a waiter's carrying around.
Yeah, you can't share that.
If a waiter's carrying around like skewers, you can't both take that skewer?
I don't know if a waiter is carrying it around. No, the chanami is not. I don't know if a waiter...
If you're
going
to write a wedding, you're not next to each other.
Exactly.
You have to
be
a
skewer
itself.
Maybe we'll talk about those
skewers. Wait, that's that with the skewer surface fire. Would the skewer count as a plate?
Oh, that's
really...
It would count like
fun.
A napkin in your hand.
It's a napkin,
no?
I don't know. We should write all
these
styles down.
These are hard.
This is...
I made it in the child book.
I can research it later.
So 2 liter bottle sold out, right? That's what we established?
Yeah. Hey, watch, we'll look at, let's see the next thing. Tell that.
But if
this
you don't know...
So
1 second. So by constantly, you have to assume that your wife had everything?
No. I don't clearly understand what this is. Here. Something that's made for one person, to go in chalas katanas, all right, lachmaniot, like a roll. The chen b'mashkan, same thing with a drink. You're going kankan cotton, shenase l'shiyas echad, right, one can. Like, also lechalkom l'shnayim, you can't split that to two. Kedeshu yishtamish b'chetzia, v'hi b'chetzia acher. You can't split it, let's keep the roll, because the roll is easier. You can't split that roll. And she takes half, and he takes half. Afilu kaidam achila v'shtia. Even if you split it before there's eating and drinking, you can't do that.
Baguette is just, some people don't need a whole baguette.
What if you make a whole sandwich? Like a big sub sandwich, and you have them like a big hoagie.
That's also, if it's meant for different people, that would be okay.
What about it? Like if it's just two, if it's just you and your wife that are two on Shabbos, you get the little rolls. It's like
right. So the Moshe is saying, this is from based on Rikus Moshe, that
you can't cut it in half.
You can't cut a full.
She can have the second roll though.
What about regular challah?
Second roll, yeah.
Give her the second roll.
Regular
challah. What about 20 ounce
before it? No.
Yeah.
So you're talking about a can. What about 20 ounces?
Well, 20
ounces.
Not talking about a can. It's talking about one serving.
Yeah.
No, he's talking about a can.
Put it down first.
Watch. the can, we're going
to
hit the can.
Well, you just put it down that board, you're about to put it on your plate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good order also.
What was that?
Not that was a challah board. You've got to be careful with the challah board. After you cut the challah.
Yeah.
You're eating from the challah board, and then she's eating also from the challah board. Same challah.
So what do you do?
You put it down on something first.
Take a slice of challah, put it down. That's a hafzik.
That's right, but that could be like with...
But you're serious, that's a hafzik. How can you do this? You cut your piece of challah, you should put it in your mouth right away. Why is it not a hafzik? Because it's not a tzorach sud, it's not a tzorach moti. I'm serious.
I don't think that's going to be considered.
So you're supposed to do, just throw it at her?
No, you can't throw it at her. You put yours on a plate.
So that wouldn't be good, like people would cut the challah and put the whole thing in the middle of the table, like on the tablecloth?
That would be okay, but...
I thought you said not, you can't eat off the...
No, in the middle of the meal, you can't take directly from the thing.
You put it down first.
No, I'm saying putting it down on the table, not on a plate or anything, is okay, and then everyone takes off the table?
And no, goes straight. Also
that's the same thing.
That's
the same thing. Yeah.
What about a 20-ounce pot of soda service, so kid?
That's not sure what Moshe is talking about.
Moshe says it can, because that's the definition of personalized. Right? So what is a 20-ounce personalized?
For you, a 2-liter is personalized.
All right, so...
Then you got problem 2-liter too. I don't know what the pshat is, because what's the big deal? So you split the roll in half, and then each one put it down and take it. It seems like Ramash is saying you can't do that.
That's why I asked my shot.
Because it's small enough for it to be personalized, therefore...
That's what
for
what? Who cares?
That's
for what? So
it's
personalized,
so it's like, why not? Okay, I might use just split the plate of my plate in half and give her half.
Why is there any
difference? It's one portion.
I don't know what defines. That's my question. What's the criteria?
They're saying personalized. Whatever they consider personal.
I'm saying personalized seems like there's no answer at all.
Right. You can't do anything to ever share personal with anything.
Yeah, look, however, bag of potatoes of soup, small bag of potatoes. Sounds like you can't.
Well, so as you said, so personalized is personalized based on the manufacturer, not the person who's eating it.
I don't know.
Whatever they've decided is a single flavor.
Can't put it back together.
You know.
We
split up the roll, that's okay. What do you think
if you get a small pizza?
So maybe that would say the same thing
about
a big challah.
Never mind big challah. A can of soda is not the salt de chiba. It's because we want to drink soda. Why is that chiba?
You can't start defining it like that. This is personal.
We just said.
It's personal.
Why is that any different? I don't understand.
I don't understand either. I promise. I'll be honest with you. I don't understand.
Alright.
I don't understand.
So if it's a personal thing, what about like a small...
It was a main that went off. That wasn't...
It's a main. It's on a... So what if it's a... like a small pizza? Like a personal pizza and she takes...
You really
do
get no respect on sushima.
And a phenomenon.
Just pick that one up though.
The lights went off during sheer.
That sucks. The fire didn't come at you, did it?
It's very expensive to be religious.
No.
I know. I understand. I'm going on a road trip, and we buy one little thing of soda.
One pie.
Is that enough?
You're not buying one little thing of soda.
You buy a liter. You buy a big
goon.
I don't know.
A big goon.
Why the?
I can hear
that.
You can't drink from the same bottle, but
drink it yourself. If it's big, then you could drink it yourself and then let her take it. But Ramesh is saying that you can't do that. With a small bottle, you can't do that.
Even a small bottle, right?
Okay, now, Shiurimah. So let's look at Shiurimah, so maybe this will get a little clearer. Yeah, don't worry. I got my last good.
Mine's on. My finger's burning.
Also, lechol mishiyurei hamarcha, malishus mishiyurei hamashke shalom. It's offered to eat from her leftovers or to drink from her leftovers. Right? Ze'im maver me'akara shalom l'kli acher. But if you take it from her kli to another kli, Then there's a difference between liquids and solids, between drinks and eating. Because mashka would be mutter if she puts it to kliyacha. Even if you put it back to the original kais. Right? Are we all here?
Yeah.
Then she's taking it out of, you take it out of her kais, pour it into your kais, and pour it back into her kais, then it would be mutter. And by food though, if it's one piece, you like basar or kedaima, let's say it's a piece of steak. Af in maviru lekara shaloi. Light went off. Asar laichlam. Then it would be asar to eat it if it's that same piece. Kedin shiyur maichal, like the din of shiyur maichal. Af maichal sheyesh boi kama chatichos. What if it's a maichal that has many pieces? Going chatichos tapuche adama, because they're like pieces of potato and similar things. Shakol chaticha or medes b'shnei asma, that every chaticha is oimid by itself. And if you move it from her plate to his plate, then it will be mutter. Right? And he says in the bracket. He doesn't need it from that piece. You hear what he's saying? Buy liquid, you can just transfer it, and then you're okay. But by food, that would be totally. If it's the actual piece inside, if that was the actual piece that she ate from, you're not able to. You're not able to eat from that. But if there's many little pieces...
What if she's already done?
Yeah, we're talking about even if she's already done.
So it's better to throw it out, but...
That's what you gotta do.
Yeah, but she could
what if you cut it off? What if she got a nice piece of steak, but all of a sudden I can't eat it anymore?
I know, it's
This is like,
don't buy a white steak. You're not learning anything.
This is depressing. Nice geschmack of steak, skirt steak or something.
Yeah, okay, you're not gonna.
Eat your salad.
Yeah, I don't know, Tanya, if you could, what it called, if you can cut off a piece. Why not?
Cut it off into pieces,
and then.
No, cut off her piece.
I even ate it. You think she's not gonna finish her steak?
Of course she's not going to finish her steak.
Okay, so then let her cut her steak up first before she starts eating. Right?
Cut it in fours.
Right.
Honestly, I feel that if it's going to the garbage, then you can eat it.
How did my grandfather make it? I understand.
Who said that?
I'm going to learn it.
Yeah? Maybe.
I'll recommend it. I'll let you know.
Okay, let's see about this. In Talma Hatasha Ladas, inside of Tavlin Kadaima, if she's just tasting it to know whether there's Tavlin, Ain Hashar Nechsho Kishiraim Shalah, the rest is not considered like Shiraim. Meaning she also just takes her spoon in there, just taste it, then that's not called Shiraim. Okay? Im Shasasa Mashkame Akois, if she drinks from the Kois, the Hifzik Beinayim Adam Acher Bishti, and somebody else goes and drinks it, Mutter Loi Lishtos Lacher Mikain Mishiri Akois, it's Mutter for him to drink after that from the leftovers.
This is like if you have by like a Kais for bracha, like by Sarah bracha or something?
Right.
Then
that would be mutter, yeah. Right? Okay, but the imshasa saw the isha chati kais, if the isha drinks half a kais, af im chazru umalo, even if you go and refill the cup, kamakam asr lo lishtas na kais, it's asr for you to drink from the kais. Yeah? Ach, and Shasa says, kala kois, but if she drinks the entire kois, what the lafter of malachim lishtas and then you can go refill it and drink with it. Ain tzarich lishtas as a kois, because I'm saying you don't have to wash out the kois. Right? So you can share a cup as long as there's no drink left in it. You can drink and drink it all the way down and then she can take the cup. You don't have to clean out the cup. Okay?
You don't have to drink it all the way down. She could drink it from you even if it's not all the way down, right?
Yes, but then let's say you want to drink
right,
from her.
I want to drink from her. She has to be right.
Kind of straight. If Achol Eshasa, if she eats or she drinks, so Baal Ina Yedea, she says she rises, and you, the Baal doesn't know that it's hers. But right to Lachlam, you want, and they want to eat it or drink it, she doesn't have to tell him, so she could keep a big secret. Then
could she tell him after she comes back from the mitzvah?
What? I didn't get it.
You don't keep anything from each other.
She pours herself something.
You mean tell her later that she fooled you? Now what happens if in the middle she doesn't know this fellow and she tells you, oh, that's mine. You're not allowed to eat it. So can you continue?
Yeah. Yes, we said yes. No, I think so.
Look at Mem Hay in the footnote.
Footnotes, really?
That's funny.
I'll read it. The emtish is the other.
I have to keep the question.
The emtish is the other. Neither like Shazesh, Shirayim Shalom. And if in the middle of the drinking, he finds out, because of the Shari Toya, the Mutu Ligwar, Omnam in Posek, the emtish is the other. Also, Achkach Lasa, the Lishta is the middle. Sounds to me like he's saying that if you're in the middle of drinking and she tells you, then you don't have to stop drinking.
But
if you stop drinking, then you can't continue. Mm-hmm.
Next week, can we have this in the most share rooms or something?
Yeah, hopefully we'll have it at a normal time.
We're only half hour later.
We started about the same time
as the minor. The minor, we couldn't have it in there. We
probably go in now.
I think I might have some extra crack flow, you know, the ones that go in your mouth that like raise.
In Hitzchalechol Shiurei Maichel Shalom. I'm sorry, we skipped something, right? Avalim Yedei Shazesh Shirayim Shalom. If he knows that it's her Shirayim, Rakshayin Eidei Shehin either, but he doesn't know that she's an either, Tzrichal HaGalei, she has to tell him. Meaning, he's sitting in the middle of a meal.
They got bigger problems if he doesn't know she's
Why? No. She's in the middle of a meal.
She accuses herself of that.
And you're eating her leftovers. And then she gets up to go to the bathroom and she sees that she got a period. Mm. She now has to tell you that she got a period. You have to stop eating her leftovers.
Other reasons she has to tell you, I don't know.
Why? If you're gonna touch her, then she'd have to tell you. But right then and there, she doesn't have to tell you.
Got it.
Right? Meaning she could be a tzaddik, because she wouldn't want to wait to tell you so that you could finish her food. It won't be any baltashkas, right? Since she knows you so into baltashkas. Right? So
what if she just sees that you're really enjoying that piece of meat? Then she can wait.
Tell her that if she ever feels that she's getting a period while you're eating her leftovers today, she'll hold off from checking until you finish.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Sounds like my woman. Yeah, you put that up. Now with that to go on.
If that happens,
it'll be on the lucky money.
And his kalechol shiurei malchus shalom, right? If he began to eat her shirayim.
That's what I'm talking about.
Over emtah hilasai. Pierced a nida, and in the middle of the achila, she became a nida. Mutar leligmaras achilasai. No, I'm sorry. It was a different din. Then I messed up.
Yeah.
I messed up. The erase all that. If he knows it's her shirayim, but he doesn't know she's a nida, then she has to tell him that she's a nida. Right? But if it's in the middle, she becomes a nida, then you can finish.
Again?
I messed it up. There's three nafkaminas. Right? The first case is if you knew she's a nida, you just didn't know it was her food.
Okay.
Right? So then, that's fine.
She's not
mechuyev to tell you that it's her leftovers. Right? But if you know that it's her leftovers, you just don't know that she's a nida, then she's mechuyev to tell you. But if you started eating it and then she became a nida, then it's mutter. Those are the three cases. Exactly what the nafkamina is between the last two.
She goes away to the table. She comes back.
One is because you don't have to. You're not misav it so much. If you start off, it's not like you've been missing her already. No.
It's a nice swara, but I don't know. Yeah, you hear that.
She gets from the table, and you're in the middle of eating her food. She just doesn't have to tell you.
No, even if she tells you, it's fine. You can continue.
If you didn't start.
Yeah. One case, you knew it was her leftovers. In both cases, you knew it was her leftovers.
Yeah.
The first case, you didn't know she was a neither, but she wasn't either the whole time.
Okay.
Then it's a problem. But if she was taka not a nida, and she became an either in the middle, then he would be mostly to finish.
What's the star on that as well?
I like mine.
I can hear it.
No, but if it's going on...
No,
maybe the svara, I mean the svara, I think the posh of the svara is that she didn't eat it. When she ate the food, she wasn't an eater.
Right, but that, right, but if the whole thing, if the whole issue is,
but even though the mice are sure she ran.
Right, but if the whole thing,
okay, but
if the whole thing is chiba,
exactly.
If the whole thing is chiba, then it was chiba before, it's still chiba now, and now it's chiba beneath it.
I don't know, but that's what I think is a shtick of the sort. Right?
If Shiraim doesn't lose it after like a day and a half,
statute of limitations, I'm not sure.
Even if
the whole Shiraim thing is really not that big a deal. Just transfer plates and you're good to go.
Why? You can't eat her food.
As long as it's not one piece. As long as it's not one piece of meat.
Make sure she gets the sliced steak. Most of the servers steak sliced steak.
Just remind her.
One second.
Can you cut off the piece? I'm not sure.
Unless she's eating Chinese.
Find that out, because that's a big Indian in my house for sure. Already.
I'll
work on it. I'll call you tomorrow.
Then Chinese food. Chinese food.
Yeah, that's fine.
Eating it and mixing it. Now it's hers. She's done. Piece. You can't cut it off.
What about Chinese food where it's and she puts it in the stuff? It's like chicken sitting in like that stuff.
I think that's okay.
But she puts it in the fridge and now she becomes an eater. Are you allowed to have it?
Because
it's a little retroactive. Like you were saying before. She's not an eater.
You're saying this, you haven't started eating it yet.
She started eating it. It's her leftover.
Right, you never started eating it yet.
You didn't start eating it.
Now she became a leader. I don't know. Problems on the ball tonight. Yeah. Right, that's... Chokyam, well, Yisra Achila Shraim Hu Raka Seya Isha. Eating Shraim is only in front of the woman. So, L'cheinim Hocha L'cheider Acher. She goes to another room. So you're able to finish it. Since she's gone, there's no chiba.
Even the piece that she was actually eating from.
Yeah.
That's how it's going. Where the garbage is already in the kitchen.
No, hold on. What if she just goes to, like, go use the bathroom? But you can steal it off the plate once she goes.
No, she's going to come back and eat. And you can't do that.
Because of this, or rather?
Well, then you have to, that's called sharing.
Yeah, but let's say she's not eating. She's trying to start clearing the table. She's trying to clear the table right now. I can steal it off her plate.
But that's the thing. If she's in a different room, yes.
She's in the kitchen. I can
grab her plate. But often, Emsa, and even if she comes back in the middle,
look
like more Vainsa, Rob, you can finish and you. Yeah, some strong say she turns around, it'll be also okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's a bird.
I'm just a joke. Okay, fakhtal. It's kolanal udafta lagami shirayim shalah. That's all by her shirayim. Avohim ataras lishtas mishirayim kol shalah. She's allowed to eat. From his leftovers, l'chein lecho mishirayim makhole b'chol oisim. And also food. In every situation, she's allowed to eat from his leftovers. Sound good?
920.
His bed is a long... Alright, let's start for a couple more minutes. Yeah. Mishtamshas to mitzvah. Also, the Baal lishkon on mitzvah, ala karim on yichodavas. Also, for the Baal to lay on her bed and on the mattresses and the pillows. Sorry. Right? Even if she's not there. Amram and Mishnah, end of the year, the Lord the Kamiyam, if she's not in the city and she's not going to come back for many days, Mutta Lishkal on the Tusla, and it's Mutta to lay on her bed.
What's the point of if she's not there? If she's not there, then you can eat it. Why is it any different?
And why
is it
she's
not that there. She's
around?
Not in the room. And what's the.
I don't know.
What if you come home and she's like chilling out in your bed? And like you want to lay down, but she won't get up. Can you lay on her bed?
No, absolutely not. You go into your truck and you sleep there.
I'll do that.
I have to do that on
a dating. No, let's not start with all that. Yeah.
No, how about the say a nursing chair?
I've seen it.
No, that's
a chair.
No, but New York is just for the officer sitting there or no?
Sitting is different. You can sit on her bed.
Yeah. Aisha,
could sit on her bed.
It was, she could sit on your bed. You can...
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, no, he can't. The Baal can't sit on her. She could sit on your bed.
Even in front of him.
Yes.
Right,
we'll get to that in a minute. Ha'isha asur lishkav al mitas baila b'fonov. There you go. A woman is not allowed, she's just not allowed to sleep on the bed in front of her husband. So that you guys could have a little bit of a war there. Who's gonna, right? She's on your bed. Then you come in the room and stand and say, okay, now. But if it's not in front of him, then it's mutter for her to sleep in that bed. Yeah? The Baal cannot sit on the mita that's in your little rafilu shalaybafana that's even not in front of her. Avo. The woman is allowed to sit on your bed in front of you. About that one time? So if she sits up, you're alright.
Serious question?
But what if you're on the bed and she sits down?
I have a lady boy, which is mine. I mean, she bought it for me as a present.
What?
She bought me a lady boy as a present. Can she sit in that bed?
It's a dinner bed. It's not a dinner chair.
It's not just a chair.
It's a lazy boy.
It's like the extra web on.
She wants to sit in your lazy boy. You wait for another 6 months and she ain't gonna be allowed in your lazy boy. Like if the baby, you want the woman, the wife should be closer to the baby, you want to switch beds. So you have to switch the entire bed? He says, no. You don't have to switch the box rooms. You can just switch the upper mattress and you're okay.
Sheets are not even enough?
You have to switch everything?
Or is this just...
Yeah, sheets are not enough. Her bed.
Really?
Have the exact same mattress?
But
you have to actually switch the mattress?
Right.
That's
what is that?
From now on, this is your bed?
What
about the Megtahara?
Can
you just say now?
Megtahara, I don't know.
What's the...
Because how did you start anyway? To begin with, that's her bed.
If I had my notes here, I'd be able to look and see. I have it written down or something.
What's the whole thing about... I'm saying it's an issue of the bed, the whole...
The mattress is a...
That it's hers, or that it's a bed that's hers.
Yeah.
Obviously something in the mattress is relatively like bottom new mattress.
Do they need box springs too, or they sleep on the old box spring?
I haven't looked into it. I do know one of the rebels showed up there to get a brand new.
Let's see, okay. Also, this could be my mita
achas.
Let's try and finish all the, the bed halachas. Also, they lay with her in the one bed. Afilu amena mita mechadasla, even if the bed is not miyuchet for her. Right? Afilu amena mita mechadasla, even if they don't touch each other. It's also. For what then I'm sharing for shtei mitas, the same thing will be if they're sleeping in two separate beds. Elisha mitas nagas in the zoo, when they're touching, also it's still also. Elisha tarshia hefstik bein mitasa and mitasa. There has to be a hefstik between the beds, ukadalan ba'ay sabah, as what's coming up.
Does hefstik mean like a nightstand, or does it just have to be a break?
We're going to get to that in the next one. Let's see if Samachal is on the footnote. We'll look at Samach first. Let's go back to Samach.
Wait, so the beds themselves are not allowed to be touching, but can the hefsek touch the one bed to the next bed?
Can the night table be between them touching? Everything touches everything.
Well, let's get to it. Let's see. That's the Samach, though. Afshem Shofanon has a Lashon Lo Yishon. Sounds like you shouldn't sleep. Sounds like the stam to lay there, to lounge, would be okay. Right? Mikamach, and who are then Shalai Yishkov? But Grad, according to the Gra, this is the Raisa.
Why?
Sleeping in bed. That's the way he
lives.
Sleeping
or lodging?
So it was both.
Is it Raisa?
I guess. It's from the Scarves. Peter Basa. Ramah. Let's say the woman's not in her bed. Mutter Lishkav al Mitasoi. Then it's Mutter. To him to sleep on his bed, even if the beds are touching, can't go to the Sefer Zeh HaShofar, the Sefer Zeh HaShofar, the Sefer Zeh HaShofar, So this is a mistake that people make. I wouldn't call it a mistake, but people don't realize that, first of all, the beds are allowed to be touching when nobody's in them. Right? And at Yisrael, where the bedrooms are small, that's usually what goes on the beds. They push them, they only pull them apart when they go to sleep. So that's okay. And if only one of the spouses is sleeping in the bed, then you don't have to separate them either. Right? Now, if we get to an interesting dinner, we have a Kippurim. The Isa b'Shulchan Aruch she'asa l'ngoya v'ishtai ki'ilu hi nida on Yom Kippur. When it's also to touch your wife as if she's in nida, chayin asa lishon ima b'mita, it's also to sleep with her in the bed. Ayin mat Ephraim, shadon m'tzichim l'nizar shala yeshnu b'shnei mita t'anoy v'su b'zu. So they have to be careful not to sleep in two deep beds touching. I don't remember
also,
what the
stuff is. Also, Yom Kippur, we also just have a light on.
There's enough like this.
You don't have to do that with Nida.
No.
What? Do people keep a lighter?
So, Machlaik is in the morning whether you should. It's a min hugging. Whether meaning to keep a light on your hip or off. Light on, meaning if the light's on, then Tashu Shemitah is also. So, I mean, they won't come to Tashu Shemitah.
You can't sleep well up in a state while you're on.
Yeah, okay, so Lamed Avshem and Adin died the Hestik Koshu Pei Mitu. Even though in Adin, all you need is the smallest Hestik. Nekomachem Hachmiru Bezah Achrayim the Achrayim Umachmi Yesham Shirah Yachid Ben Amita Soivin Shalai Yuchu and Goya Zeh Bezeh Pei Sashina Aide Heshadus Kideim Chutz Lamitu. Now some that say that the shear should be that if one of you dangles your arm off the bed, it shouldn't be able to touch the other bed.
Come on.
But if you're on the edge of the bed?
Both of you?
If you're on the edge of your bed or where you normally sleep?
And which
on
one?
The edge of the bed.
Which one? My wife's 5'4", but I'm 6'5". And me and Noki, like,
are why are we huge. Talking about you and me?
Yeah, so that the upper, the blankets shouldn't touch each other. That I think is the more popular.
So you're saying,
right? Yes. Yeshem shall ama being mitzvah nida. That doesn't say it should be an ama, right? Chayin roy lahachmer lachatchil shiuhesik shall ama being a mitzvah. And he's saying that what he's passing is the roy the thing to do is an ama. Yeshem noyegin laniach shulchan cotton being mitzvah nida is the vadeh mayo. Putting a night table, and that for sure will help. Meaning, even if it's less than an arm.
What about baby?
Yeah, that'd be fine too. Hametzachim b'malkim shachedar miyuchad l'shina tzar ma'ayid. Let's say you're sleeping by somebody else's house where the bedroom was very thin. V'amitas tzus l'zu l'zu, and the beds are very close. Yishtad b'shal kofonu le'yiga akara elyin shalit l'zu v'mit ocher. You should try and make sure that the blankets don't touch each other. Just make sure you don't touch.
What about bunk beds?
Who?
Bunk beds?
Bunk beds, that's the post can I think say it's okay. Yeah?
It's probably only if you don't. If one moves, you don't feel
the
I think it's a bunk bed. Okay,
no, I think it's a bunk bed or bed, but the other type of bed was okay. The ones like this, the different direction type of bunk bed, what's it called? I mean, there's not attached.
No, I thought it's a bunk bed.
No, but you're talking about a non-trundle
bed. Imagine it would be fine as long as it's
I don't know. It's a loft with another bed underneath it.
Right, that's what I think you said. Yeah, okay. Again, I got to
check my notes.
Okay, you have beds that attach together with one headboard. Ach, hamitas. Ach, man, ain't no nagas we do, but the beds themselves are not touching. Yesh has to go to him, there's a big hashtag. Ashamekar din hain isra, even though maybe there's no problem. Kim shamitas, rechazi dumizu. Since the beds are far from each other, may come up. And roi lahafrid mita achas me'adaf. You should make one of the beds, not detach it from the headboard. Because if you have one, headboard, then you should separate. Even though maybe then it's okay. Alright? Fine. That's one of the returning, make it a fast.
I don't know, hungry or less, maybe we'll be doing it.